So I'm a human. I'm going to be talking about my experience with an interesting clinic in Namibia. I worked in Namibia for the Center for Global Health and for Farm Access Foundation, and that's why their logos are there. My practicum was funded by the VA Center for Global Health and Development. Apart from that, I have no other financial or disclosures. My presentation is going to be a little bit different from Kathleen's in that I'm going to be talking more about what I gained, a little bit of what I did, nothing about our outcomes, and some of the challenges that I faced. So a little bit of Namibia. Namibia is a huge country in Southern Africa, with only a few people, roughly 2 million people in Namibia. And you can imagine that they're all spread around the country. In fact, 2/3 of Namibians are rural dwellers, 2/3 live and work on farms. And most of our work was with and on farms, with farmers and on farms. And although Namibia is referred to as a middle-income country, more than half of the population live on $2 or less a day. Greater than 50% of the population is unemployed. Now, 16% of those that are formally employed are employed in the agricultural sector. So you can imagine we had this large target population who were, at that time, mainly farmers. I can tell you that the clinic has also spread to mining and fishing communities who are still largely rural. They're doing fairly well with their health spending, and this map here just to show you where Namibia is. And compared to Angola, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, right at the corner, they spend 3 to 4 times more than what each of those countries spends on health. But Botswana and South Africa spend more than they do. Of course, the major problem with Namibia health-wise is HIV, and they have been dealing with this for some time. And the efforts of the Ministry of Health there have been quite good. But then there's this target group, men, precisely farm workers, who tend to test less because they're working on farms and not go out to get testing. And it was based on that a mobile wellness and testing unit was designed. And that wellness and testing unit initially was just a multi-disease screening, and they were checking blood pressures and lipids, but they were also doing HIV testing. And that program was titled Bopelo. Bopelo was a success, and the idea was to take this to the next step, provide actual primary healthcare services to this region. And so they thought of a clinic called Mr. Sister. And it's so called because the first provider, first nurse practitioner they had was male. You hardly ever have male nurses in sub-Saharan Africa. And so he was referred to as Mr. Sister instead of just a sister. So a little bit about the Mr. Sister Clinic. It's a public-private partnership between the Ministry of Health and Social Services in Namibia and Farm Access Foundation Namibia. I worked with Farm Access Foundation. It was designed to meet the health needs of persons in hard-to-reach areas. And precisely, we're targeting rural employees and their dependents, and also poor communities, pensioners, OBCs. Like I said, it's spread now to several clinics and involves mining communities, fishing communities also. I'm not going to talk much about the funding sources and why employees were initially targeted, but that was the target area. So that's me with the clinic. I was in Namibia from June 2011 to August 2011, and basically I was doing two things. On the BU side, I was helping to start up a study. We're trying to assess the impact of a mobile health clinic on orphans and vulnerable children. I was basically involved in everything. protocol development, data quality assessment and assurance, training personnel about our study. But also, I was involved in a mobile clinic assessment. The administrators of the clinic, pharmacists, were kind of worried because it was brand new. I was there when they were launching the clinic. And they were just not sure they were providing the right service. And since I was a physician, they wanted me to go there and see if I could identify gaps in the primary healthcare delivery. They also wanted me to define daily operations of the clinic, just because it was one thing to have it in mind to do X and Y, and what was happening on the field was probably different. And they were already having problems with scheduling, and so they thought, well, maybe if I go in there and just look, I may be able to tell what's going on and we can see how to improve things. And then finally, they weren't really sure who else they needed in the clinic. They had two nurses. One was a nurse practitioner, one was just a registered nurse. They were not sure if they needed a physician or a dentist or a dental hygienist. They just wanted to know who else will benefit from this clinic, like on a large scale. Who else do they need on this clinic on a regular basis that will benefit the population? And so that was my job, was to go in there and see what I could do and bring out a report. And so working with the clinic, we went to several remote areas. In fact, I had to be on the clinic during the clinic travels, and typically means I'll be out of the office for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. And we were staying in farms and living in rural areas. And so when I was in the clinic, I interacted mainly with the clinic staff and with farmers and farm owners. And these are the clinic staff. This was actually at the launching of the clinic. And this is everybody, basically. We had two nurses at this time, but later on we had three nurses at this time. Later on we went down to two. And then the gentleman on your left was the driver. He was also doubling as a clerical staff or clerical assistant. And that's everybody. Part of my work involved having to ask a lot of questions. Initially, because I wanted to know who was able to do what, I was asking what people's qualifications were, you know, what training they had. And of course, there was a lot of apprehension at that time. When we were not in the clinic, I was back in the office. And most of the office work was about report writing, literature review, and summaries. And it was my first time actually working in an office. I had worked in the clinic and in the hospital most of my working life. And so it was a different field, it was a new experience entirely. We also had several meetings, and I got to interact and network with people from the Ministry of Health, other clinicians. We had several seminars, and with other with our own administration and with other administrators elsewhere, working basically in the NGO field in Namibia, which is pretty huge. So my challenges when I got to Namibia, the initial plan was to get me licensed temporarily and have me work on the clinic as a physician. They couldn't do that. And so plans changed, and the first thing they said was, well, you know, we'll go to the clinic and see what the clinic needs in terms of a physician, find out if they need a physician. And after my first visits with the clinic, and I got back, they were like, you know, well, we also need to know what we're not doing. And then I went again, and then when I came back, they're like, you know, we're having operational problems, we need to know. I'm like, okay. And so the project kept evolving, and you know, this is a short period. I had 3 months, and so we had issues with planning and execution. I was working both for pharmacists and for BU, and so I had to set priorities. I had to make sure I was getting the OBC research site done, and at the same time I was getting this clinic assessment done. And sometimes it was a little difficult for the fact that I wanted to get something out of this also. And then when you work in Africa, and I've been both on the giving and on the receiving side of this, you work in Africa as a professional, there's just a certain way you feel towards all the professionals that come from outside Africa. And this happened to me because people then saw me as an outsider, even though I was born in Nigeria, worked there all my life, and I had to deal with that. Some other challenges, which probably happens with every practical, they just had undefined roles for you. You come in and they want you to do all kinds of things. They expected you to be able to do basically anything and everything. And sometimes resources are limited. I know that I was, at some point they kept asking, you know, can you define, you know, standard protocols for this clinic? I'm like, I can't do this and do all these other things, you know. Pace of work generally is slower than in the US. And you get used to that if you're working in a foreign environment. I had to get used to that in Namibia. I also had language and communication difficulties. There were so many languages being spoken, and I had to learn to communicate with some of the farm owners who didn't speak English very much, but we had some of the people working with the clinic who could help with translation. So what skills did I find useful? Well, all these were useful, I would say, but I think the most important one, the one I needed like to survive, was writing. And writing was tough because I kept writing, and I would go to the clinic in the daytime, and at night when we retired, I would start to write again my report for the day. Most of the communication was done in writing. I was getting different assignments. Some of them were reviews. You still have to write them. So it's probably the most important so-called hard skill that I needed. But I needed all this, and I developed some more while I was there. I can't overemphasize soft skills. I'm sure we've all heard this several times. Soft skills being very important, but for me, the top three were flexibility, being able to communicate, and a strong work ethic, and that really helped me. So, my final thoughts about an international practical, and this is from someone who worked in Africa internationally, and who is African. It was a worthwhile experience. Yes, it was worth my while. You can't substitute what you get from that practicum with what you get in class, you know. And like I said, there are many undefined roles. You need to define them as much as you can. And that soft skills are easily as important as hard skills. A few pictures just to show you a little bit about what I did. The top two, the one on the left, was just when we were launching the clinic, and some of the measurements with the kids. And there I am at the corner with the cheetah, and I was scared. And then this is me, and that's me again shoveling coal in the middle of the night. But this last picture is very important. It just shows what really summarizes what I was doing in Namibia. And this is me on the farms with farmers, with clinicians, with kids who I was working with in research. And this is basically healthcare in the middle of nowhere. Thank you.